This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador is to visit Washington on Tuesday to meet with U.S. President Joe Biden. Before departing for Washington, López Obrador said he planned to speak about controlling inflation, immigration, and security. The U.S.-Mexico relationship was a straightforward trade-off during the Trump administration, with Mexico tamping down on migration and the U.S. not pressing on other issues. But it now reflects a wide range of disagreements over trade, foreign policy, energy, and climate change. Last month, López Obrador snubbed Biden's invitation to the Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles. Mexico's leader had demanded that Biden invite to the summit the leaders of Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, all countries with anti-democratic regimes, and he has also called U.S. support for Ukraine a crass error. Russian President Vladimir Putin has expanded a fast-track procedure to give Russian citizenship to all Ukrainians. It's another effort to expand Moscow's influence over war-torn Ukraine. More than 720,000 residents of the rebel-held areas have received Russian passports since 2019. Ukraine's foreign ministry called the move an attempt to tie a noose around its citizens' necks. On the battlefront, Russian missiles pounded Ukraine's second-largest city of Kharkiv on Monday, in what the governor described as absolute terrorism. The White House said it believes Russia is turning to Iran to provide it with hundreds of unmanned aerial vehicles, including weapons-capable drones, for use in its ongoing war in Ukraine. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said it was unclear whether Iran had already provided any of the unmanned systems to Russia, but said the U.S. has information that Iran will do so. This is VOA News. Prosecutors in Poland's capital are questioning witnesses and gathering evidence after a 31-year-old man allegedly placed powerful explosives in a busy downtown area of Warsaw. A spokesperson for the prosecutor's office in central Warsaw said Tuesday that investigators were awaiting an expert's opinion on the type and potential range of the explosive device. It was placed on the pavement a few blocks from the presidential palace on Monday. Over 300 people were participating in a commemorative march for Polish victims massacred during World War II when police detained the man and evacuated the area. Police removed the bomb, which was inside a backpack. No one was reported injured. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has criticized Canada over its decision to allow a gas turbine to be delivered to Germany to help solve technical problems cited by a Russian energy provider over the Nord Stream 1 pipeline. And while the White House is celebrating last month's passage of a bipartisan guns bill, it's facing pushback from gun control advocates and families of mass shooting victims. And on another note, the Biden administration is telling hospitals that they must provide abortion services if the life of the mother is at risk. Days after former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's assassination, his party vowed to use its victory in a parliamentary election to achieve his unfinished goals, including strengthening the military and revising the country's pacifist post-war constitution. While the comfortable majority secured Sunday by the governing Liberal Democratic Party and its junior coalition partner Kometo could allow Prime Minister Fumio Kishida to rule uninterrupted until a scheduled election in 2025, the loss of Abe also opened up a period of uncertainty for his party. The promised constitutional amendment 4-1 faced an uphill battle. In a country where gun crime is rare, Abe's shooting shook the nation, and Japanese flocked to a Buddhist temple Monday to mourn their former leader. Malian authorities arrested nearly 50 soldiers from Ivory Coast who came to Mali to work for a contracting company of the United Nations mission in Mali. The government made the announcement Monday, calling the Ivorian soldiers mercenaries in a move that could raise tensions between the two West African countries. Two aircraft arrived at Mali's international airport Sunday with the 49 soldiers and their weapons, ammunition, and other military equipment. For more news, visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.